Go on, I want to announce before I forget it, actually, Susan Brown has requested to place membership with us here. I believe many people here know her, and I have her address and phone number here in my hand. So be sure and meet her. She's sitting way in the back on the back wall, but before she leaves, let her know that she's welcome here to work with us. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Peter is speaking to Christians who are dispersed throughout the Roman Empire. He is writing to encourage them to endure in times of suffering. He also wants to encourage them that it won't be long before this time ends. 1 Peter 4, 7, he says that the end is at hand. Notice what he writes. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. He encourages Christians, in verse 8, to love one another. In verse 9, to be hospitable. And in verse 10, to serve one another. Then he describes the kind of service that God expects. If we speak, then let us speak as the oracles of God. If we serve, serve according to the ability that God has given us. It is so that God may be glorified in all things. But we ask, how do we speak as the oracles of God? We speak according as God has revealed. Many people want to let God having spoken, just fill in the blanks themselves, what they consider to be blanks. Do things according to their traditions and not as God has revealed. But God says, if any man speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. So when you stand or before a group or in a committee or in as an elder before those that are following you, however it is that you might speak, it must be as the oracles of God. Whether you're a Bible class teacher, whether you're a father speaking to his children, a mother speaking to her children, however it might be, to a neighbor, to someone across the world, we speak as the oracles of God. The oracles of God are those things that God has revealed. We do it with accuracy, considering God's instruction to Balaam. Numbers chapter 22, verse 20. And God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men are come to call thee, rise up, go with them. But only the word which I speak unto thee, that shalt thou do. Balaam was visited by a man by the name of Balak to come, and he wanted the children of Israel cursed. And he said, if I'll give you this much money, I'll give you this much goods, I will bless you in this way. And Balaam was considering it. He was playing hard to get because he wanted to drive up the price. But in the end, he decided that he was going to do as Balak had asked. Took a dumb animal to speak to him, to get him to pay attention to what God was telling him. No, he was only to speak as God had directed, and God wasn't going to curse Israel. Consider Micaiah's words in this regard. Micaiah was a very courageous man. A battle was about to begin, and Ahab was the king of the northern kingdom, and Josiah the king of the southern kingdom, and Ahab wanted to go ahead into battle. Josiah, he wanted to see what the prophets had to say. The northern kingdom's prophet says, go on ahead. God is with you. You're going to be victorious. But Josiah wanted to know what God's prophet had to say. Do you have any of God's prophets here? I do, Ahab says, but I hate him. He never speaks good things with regard to me. He only tells me what God wants me to hear. God wants me to say. 1 Kings 22, verse 14, Micaiah said, "As Jehovah liveth, what Jehovah saith unto me, that will I speak." Oh, that everyone would have the courage to say that these days. Many say, "But I think." Many say, "But this man in time past, who we all respect, says this. What should we say? If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God." In this style, Jesus himself said, "The things therefore which I speak, even as the Father hath said unto me, so I speak." Even as the Father hath said unto me, so I speak. You know, too many people today take privileges that even Jesus didn't take for himself, wanting to loosen where God has not loosed and bind where God is not bound. Jesus wouldn't do that, and yet many people do it today to their shame. We must speak with simplicity. All too often, we try to speak in such a way that... Oh, an illustration before I go into what this little poem says. H. Leo Bowles was the leader of Fried Hardeman University for many years. And one of his students came to him during a gospel meeting and says, "Look how high I put it. People had to stretch for what I said tonight." Brother Bowles got up and spoke in a plain way. Of course, Brother Bowles was highly educated with multiple degrees behind his name. I don't think he ever used them in the sense of signing his name as Dr. So-and-so. But he was very educated. And when he spoke so that everybody could understand. And the other student, his former student, came back and noticed how he had spoken. Brother Bowles said, "Yes, I put it where the little lambs could get it." That's how we should speak when we speak as the oracles of God. God has spoken plainly on many things. There are some things that are difficult for us. Those are the things that are not that we don't have to agree on with regard to the plan of salvation. Many things are like that, but some things are very plain. And going beyond what is written is simply not to our advantage. Scintillate, globule vivific. It's even hard to say. Fain would I fathom thy nature specific. Loftily poised in the ether capacious, strongly resembling a gem carbonaceous. Hard to understand what that is. But twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. We understand that. But sometimes people can choose to make things difficult when they don't have to be. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it." Paul said, "Howbeit in the church I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that I might instruct others also, than 10,000 words in a tongue." Plainness. Plainness when we're speaking the words of God. Without adding to or taking away from what God has revealed. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 2. As the children of Israel were on still the east side of the Jordan, they were gathered together, and Moses, for about a month, basically writes the book of Deuteronomy, giving a series of sermons that they needed to remember the things that God had told them in time past. He did not use lofty words, simply told them what passed on what God had said. And he says this, Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish from it, that ye may keep the commandments of Jehovah your God, which I command you. Just do what he says. Speak as the oracles of God. Obey the oracles of God. Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6. Every word of God is tried. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Don't add to the word of God. It's a plain and simple concept. Speak as the oracles of God. Don't go beyond. In Jeremiah 26, verse 2, God tells Jeremiah, thus saith Jehovah, stand in the court of Jehovah's house and speak unto all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in Jehovah's house. All the words that I command thee to speak unto them, diminish not a word. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Simple concepts. Paul said to the Corinthians, now these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that in us you might learn not to go beyond the things which are written, that no one of you be puffed up for the one against the other. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6. Don't go beyond the things that are written. That's the oracles of God. By addressing and observing all that God has revealed, we must get all of the information that we need in order to address certain matters. Acts chapter 20, verses 25 through 27. And now behold, I know that ye all, among whom I went about preaching the kingdom, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I testify unto you this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I shrank not from declaring unto you the whole counsel of God. Now there's an illustration that's been used for a long, long time. Some people like to go to the Bible to just by chance get a message from God. And in one place, the Bible tells us one thing and then another, that Judas went and hanged himself. In another part of the Bible, it says, and go thou and do likewise. That's the way some people study the Bible. Just pick and choose what they want. But we need to go and find out all that God says on any matter. All that God says. When he tells us that we are to be baptized in the Jordan, where the Anon flowed into the river near Salem, that's not all there is to it. We go to Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, and it says baptism is for the remission of sins. We go to Acts 22 and verse 16, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. It tells us that we are saved by baptism, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. And so when we have everything that the Bible says about it, we make conclusions. When we declare all the counsel of God, we are respecting the oracles of God. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. What are we to do with all nations? We are to teach all nations. What are we to teach them? Is it to be opinion? Is it to be the latest fad of the day? Is it to be the wisdom of men, no matter how ancient? Or are we to speak as the oracles of God? I think it's rather simple. I think it's rather plain that when we choose to go beyond the things that are written, that when we choose to add to the words of God or take away from them, that God is displeased. I remember some time ago, this was back in the 70s, when they had a new movie, King Kong. And the trailer was like, the announcement for the movie is, Kong is back, and he is not happy. I consider that with God. When we misrepresent God and give our own opinion for what the Bible says, God is not happy. He is jealous over his word. How do I know that? By what are we going to be judged? John chapter 12, verse 48. The words of Christ. Where do the words of Christ come from? John chapter 12, verses 49 through 50. They came from God himself, the Father in heaven. That's how I know. When we're going to be judged on the judgment day and the books are opened, those books will be God's words. Doesn't matter what Aunt Sally said. Won't matter what I said. It won't matter a bit what John Calvin or the current Pope or any of the 100 popes before him. Won't matter what they said. Words of Christ. That's what will matter. And so if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. What are we to preach? 2 Timothy 4 verses 1 and 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. What are we to wrestle over? Jude verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the current salvation, it was needful me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith. The faith, once for all delivered unto the saints. It's not our opinion that we are to wrestle over. It is the words of God. Jesus said simply, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4, verse 4. The most difficult temptations that any man could go through, Jesus withstood. Withstood hungry, withstood alone, withstood repeatedly. He quoted scripture. Didn't quote his own opinion. Why should we give our own opinion when Jesus did not? How will we endure temptation with our own will and word? When we speak as the oracles of God, we speak according as God has revealed, without adding or taking away from what he has revealed, by addressing and observing all that he has revealed. What do you trust in for your salvation? Do you trust in someone's opinion? Do you trust in the word of God? I don't think there's any way to trust in someone's opinion. Well, I knew someone one time that I told her the plan of salvation. And she said, my mother didn't believe that. Are you saying my mother's going to hell? Did your mother obey the gospel of Jesus Christ? And that's the question for you. Have you obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, the faith, the truth, the word? If you have not, don't let this hour go by without making that right. Honor God. Fulfill what you need to do in order to be saved. Have a place to go when this life is over. Don't let it be you that goes through this time and does not have things taken care of before you meet your Maker. If we can assist you in your obedience, why don't you come and sit on one of these front pews as we stand and as we sing.